Okay, good to go. You can start.
Just 1 second. When I introduced every woman this morning in the yeshiva, welcome to yeshiva, Adyam Yerushalayim, very emotionally. He was there in 67, he came to Yavne, so he described what happened. So I called him a goyim, so he got very upset with me. Very upset. So I said, they called me a goyim too, so I figured he's certainly a goyim. Okay. But he didn't respond to that. He told me, you know me 55 years and you still call me a guy.
I was once, he was here and he spoke upstairs and a lot of the other families here. I thought they don't all know him. They don't
right.
So I started giving an introduction to everyone. It's a full basement upstairs. And I started speaking and then all of a sudden I hear a clap. That's a word.
He's coming tonight. I have a chasana. I'm already 2 hours late. I have every night a chasana, but I couldn't be mivata at least one shiur this week. Tomorrow night I have a chasana, so Tuesday night, chasana, Wednesday night, chasana, Thursday night, chasana, and those are people I have to be there. Okay. What? Sunday night, next week.
Next week.
That's the Emerson chasana. Okay. Philip, are you still there? The Ramban in the Hakdama, the Sefer Bamidbar. The Ramban's Hakdamas are very, not only are they famous, they're also saturated with all kinds of yesodos, all kinds of fundamental themes that the Ramban lays out. So here, we'll just read part of this Ramban. He writes in the Hakdama to Bamidbar, Acha should be a Toras HaKorbanos v'Sefer HaShlishi, after Vayikra, which is Toras Kanim, Hischelato v'Sadeh v'Sefer HaZeh HaMitzvos Shinstabu b'Inyan Oel Moyin. Requires here, Al Tumas Midash HaKadosh v'Doros, Ato, Yagbil es HaMishkan b'yosu b'midbar, kasher higbil ha-Sinai b'yosu ha-Kavocham. So the Ramban has a famous shita that he developed most extensively and expansively in Pashas Truma. Within the Ramban points out the conceptual and terminological parallels between ha-Sinai and the Mishkan. The Mishkan was essentially a mobile ha-Sinai. The Ramban writes that after the ha-Sinai experience, how are we supposed to maintain and sustain that? It's on the Pasha, Bimkom Birchas Kohanim. Okay, Yishekach. But I haven't forgotten my obligation. I'm just only saying one shiur this week because every night I have a chasen and pudding tonight. But my wife is present there at the chasen, so I come after. I just hope they didn't call me up for whatever, which they probably did. That's already happened many times. So I told my wife, then call me, you could go. Ishtik and Gufa. So the Ramban has a shita that Mishkan equals Har Sinai. And here he alludes to it by pointing out that essentially what was the Har Sinai? It was a Mokam Pashuas HaShchina. But beyond that, the Torah stresses many, many times in the Pasha of Yisrael. And it's alluded to as well by Eschanim, but primarily in Yisrael we see it. The Torah divides Hasina into three different camps, three different sectors, and Machane Shechina, Machane Leviya, Machane Yisrael. And in a similar fashion, that was the Mishkan, also divided into three. And there are many, the Ramban points out, terminological, linguistic, for a polyglot, like all of us. Many, many linguistic parallels between Mishkan and Hasina, and here he alludes to a number of them. Ba'azor ha-korev yumas. Kasher omar, kisokol kisokol. Mitzivu lo yavo liros kevala sakodesh v'mesu. The last pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar. Over there, what does it say? Pen yersu l'ashem liros. Okay, now we're going to focus on that which we have an interest in this year, this evening. Namely, the din of Shmiras HaMikdash. Mitzivu, the Torah commands us, u'shmartem, eis mishmeras ha-kodesh, v'eis mishmeras ha-mizbeach. Kashiom Hashem, again the parallel to the Har Sinai. The Gam Hakohenim Hanigoshim Al Hashem Giskadoshu. VaHakohenim VaHaav Bnei Tziva. Eftiyeh Mishmeres Hamishkan DeKelov. The Torah actually sets out, demarcates the nature of this mishmar. VeEch Yachanu Soviv. How the different shvatim are encircled, are encamped around the Mishkan. VaYamud Ham Mirachov. VaHakohenim Hanigoshim Al Hashem Eich Yisnagu Bo. The role of the Kohanim in the Chanayah, and when they carry the Mishkan Umayasu b'mishmarto hakol malo l'migdash v'kavavah. What's the nature of this entire absolutely majestic kind of encampment? And the answer is, this was to enhance, to in effect accentuate the prestige and to cover the glory of the Beis HaMikdash. Mashom v'chazal, ein adom v'paltum v'shomelach sheyesh lo shomrim v'paltum sheyesh lo shomrim. Mahavdil me'avav v'avdolos. The only thing we could possibly invoke is, I don't know if you ever were present in London at the changing of the guard, or perhaps in Ottawa, in Canada, at the changing of the guard with all of their majestic dress and raiment. And that, of course, doesn't come near 1/1,000,000th of the covet, actually, that was relevant in the Mishkan. That's Paltin Shel Melech Sheshel Shomrim, the Paltin Shel Shomrim. For those not familiar with that, model Swiss guards over there with El Papa in the Vatican. And that's not sufficient, the Abdullahs. Whatever the case is, the Ramban tells us that this is a mitzvah of Mishmeres HaKodesh, Mishmeres HaMikdash. And this Ramban is fascinating because more or less he has defined, he has attempted to really encapsulate what the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash is. This mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash is also echoed by all the Rishonim. I'm going to show you. In the Rishonim, let's take a look at the Rambam and Perachet Beis Haftira. That's also directly below. The Rambam tells you, and there's many diukim to be derived from this Rambam and from the Ramban and from many Rishonim. Shmiras HaMikdash mitzvah saseh. This is a positive commandment. So right away, the Rambam disabuses us of the notion that the Shmirah was in order to prevent enemies, marauders, or brigands, or anyone who was engaged in thuggery. No, that's not the reason for this din of Shmiras HaMikdash. She'en Shmirasa Nele Kavavo, similar to what the Ramban said. Paltum Shomelach She'esh Lo Shomrim, Paltum She'en Lo Shomrim. And that's what the Rambam quotes as well. Halacha Beis. He tells us, U'shmirazu mitzvasa kol halayla. Now, this is the second issue. Beside the what the rationale for this mitzvah is, the question is, when is this mitzvah operative? What is it relevant? So offhand, one would say, if the rationale is, as we just mentioned, and Adom and Paltum Shemelach She'esh Lo Shomrim, Paltum She'en Lo Shomrim, that's 24/7. That's something that should be on an ongoing basis. And yet the Rambam writes, U'shmirazu mitzvasa kol halayla. As a matter of fact, the Ramban also in the Perish Al-Tarim Bad-Midbar, has the same position that after the mitzvah is at nighttime. And this on which, of course, is immediately poses a question. Why should it be based on the rationale quoted by both the Ramban and the Ramban? Now, the Ramban in this little section does not mention the time frame for the mitzvah. And when he mentions it elsewhere in passing Bad-Midbar, he tells you explicitly it's Balayla, similar to the Ramban. And the Rambam continues here, Vashomim him akonim v'alabim shenema v'yato v'anecha itcha l'fnei o'al ho'edus. Kloma, attend to you, shomim lo. You are the guardians. V'avinema v'shomu es mishmeres o'al mo'ed v'nema v'achonim keim l'fnei o'al mo'ed mizrocha Moshe Aaron v'vonav shomim mishmeres ha'migdosh. So they are the ones who are designated to guard the Beis HaMikdosh, kayadua. The Rambam goes on in Halacha Gimel. And if they were mavato the shemira, omer v'losa asay, they violate Allah. Shenema b'shem was mishmeras hakodesh, u'lashon shemira azhorehi halamadata sheshemira so mitzvah asay. This is a well-known statement in Chazal. Yishar mepen ba'al refers to Allah. All over Shas. The Gemara says that. That's the makor that the Rambam cites over here. U'bitzol shemira so someone does not carry out this shemira. The Rambam says there's a bito in effect. Mitzvahs lo sasim. You are mevatel a negative commandment if you will go ahead and don't carry out this mitzvah. The Rambam just says one or two more things. Let's read. Mitzvah shmiraso shirakonim shom bifnim. The corner are inside, valerim bachutz are outside. And the Rambam tells you that essentially this shmira takes place b'chol laila, tomid, b'chol dal makom, in 24 places. Hakonim begimu b'komos, alabim b'chol dal makom. And he tells you exactly where the shmira took place. And more or less, this is the mashmos of the Rambam. So one can now pose another question. Is this din relevant b'zman einuano? Is it relevant today? Is there a din of Shmiras HaMikdash b'zman hazeh? Because we pass the halacha, the Gemara, the machlokes all over Shas. In Zvachim and Megillah, so many different places where the Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shantam, Kitcha L'Asilavo, and the same issue with reference to Kedusha Shnia, So the Rambam is a famous psak. The Rambam paskins in Kedusha, we show in Kitchel L'Shaita, we like Kitchel L'Shaita. By Med, the Rambam says the Rambam, he writes in Besaptira and elsewhere, Legabe Eretz Yisrael, that the Kiddush that was initially effective regarding Eretz Yisrael is rendered null and void, was bottled by the Kibush of Nebuchadnezzar. Actually, a sugi and Hasholeh, and you weren't getting the fourth parak, by Yishimen of Shevi. So Kibush essentially undermined that initial act of Kiddush. However, the Rambam says, it is not true the Gabbai the Migdash. The Migdash, the Kedusha, the Magam HaMigdash was effectuated and came to being as a result of Kedusha Rishona, and that Kedusha was not Batel. The Rambam quotes actually a Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah says, Vashimos is Migdashechem. So the Mishnah points out, Afilu, even Bishmama Migdashasa Ne'omnim, even though they are now rendered desolate because of the Churban HaMigdash, Bechalzel, the Kedusha remains. And the question the Rambam himself poses, why is there a distinction between the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash? Why is the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash extant while the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Batel? So the Rambam has a famous distinction, which is not my issue right now. He's machal between Kibush and Chazaka. And on this, I would venture to say, Harbe Dio Nishpach, Rabbi Kulmusim Nishtabru, to understand that distinction of the Rambam between Kibush and Chazaka. Kibush can be rendered null and void by a subsequent Kibush, a subsequent conquest of some other nation, as in the case of Nebuchadnezzar. However, Chazaka, that somehow cannot be undone. That remains. Okay, so you'll pursue the matter with all the Nosi Kelim of the Rambam and the Mikdash Dovid by Richos, and so many have discussed it, including my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, on many, many occasions.
But when did the Kedusha come back?
Okay, that needs, this is part of the same discussion, which is not really my issue right now. But if you're interested, one day I'll be glad to provide you with a few weeks of Shiurim on this topic. So but my interest right now is this mitzvah relevant today? The mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash. So Lechura, one could say, if according to the Rambam Shita, if Kedusha Rishona Kitchel L'Shaita Kitchel L'Asad Avo, especially regarding the Mikdash, that Kedusha remains, why not? Why not? Now you could argue, no, because the Rambam himself and the Ramban both quote the rationale that I mentioned a moment ago. Ein adom paltu mishesh shomrim, the paltu shelo shomrim. There's no paltu in. There's talking paltu in. Ika chosim and asevra. So you might argue that perhaps it's not relevant. On the other hand, the Mishnah Megillah seems to tell us otherwise. The Mishnah says that, as I said, abba mishesh shomrim in b'kdushas and yomrim. And since the makom is a makom kadosh, so perhaps all the kibbutz and the Beis HaMikdash are also relevant. They're also operative. So it's not clear. At least from initial preliminary analysis, it's not so clear. The famous tshuva of the Sacher tshuva of the Ali Nezer. Correct, exactly. Because there's a philosophic question here as well, which I'm not discussing. Namely, is there a contradiction between physical desolation and Kedusha? Can Kedusha reside in Shemama? Is that possible? Or are the two mutually exclusive? Yesh b'zeh makom b'adun, both philosophically and halachically, and here we're not concerned so much with the philosophy right now, but more the halachic aspect of it. So yesh parim l'kan l'kan. So the Sacher tshuva, the Avi Nezer, wrote a lengthy tshuva on this topic. I heard this from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. He used to call the Avi Nezer from time to time. He called him Achsidus Shebriska. What a terminology. Because his terminology is very brisk. Anyone who knows the Avi Nezer, the Avi Tal, and Hilchos Shabbos, they're probably more familiar with it. But even the truth of the Avi Nezer is munochim. His hasogas, his musogim, are so brisk, and he came before brisk. So it's possible there were a few who not learned even before the briskers arrived on the scene. I told already many times the story. We were learning Yodei Rav Soloveitchik, and the Shach, we were reading a Shach, he was very into the Shach, and to the Taz, but the Shach we were reading, and he says, how can it be? The Shach says the Yisod, that's Abchaim Rizka, and he came after us. And then he said, the Shach spilled the beans. That's with Zaloshin. And then he says, you also know how to learn. So that was like a chiddush to me. I thought that Rav Chaim Brisker was the one who discovered, Columbus discovered America, and Rav Chaim Brisker discovered Torah. But anyway, the Sacher tshuva from the Soloveitchik Torah was the chiddush of Brisker. So he has a long tshuva, and he assumes that based on this, what I just discussed, Dushu Vashem and Kitchel Shaita and Kitchel Asadabu, the Gabi, the Mokam Abidosh. So therefore, the basis for it is covered. There's a chiyuv today to the mechabit the makom hamikdash as well. That covered entails shmirah. That covered entails actually God in the makom hamikdash. So This is the position of the Sachar Tshava. If you look in the Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch here also on the upper left-hand corner, when he discusses this mitzvah, so he says explicitly that the mitzvah is not b'zman habayis only, I'm sorry, said the mitzvah is not only b'zman habayis, not today. And again, take a look at the Lashon. And stop with Akonim Alaviyim Lishma HaMikdash L'adach HaSvivo Tomid V'chalayla V'layla. Now the Lashon of Tomid would normally imply Tomid means 24-7. But here it said Tomid V'chalayla V'layla Kol HaLayla. The Derech Agav, the Chinuch almost always follows the Rambam. Almost always. There are here and there some exceptions to the rule. If you learn the entire Sefer HaChinuch, when I was a kid, my father, Hashem, one of the things we did in our house, we learned the entire Sefer HaChinuch, more than once. Not the Minchas Chinuch, so don't get nervous otherwise. It was just the Chinuch. We were 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. He thought the Chinuch was a very critical study that we should engage in. We used to read also Motzei Shabbos. Everyone says Shabbos. We read the Geras Rambam. That was Motzei Shabbos. Every particular Zman had his place. There was no time for anything which people do. Late, late movies, there were no movies, there was no TV, garbage be garbage. The only thing there was, yes, Rabban, yes, Aglod, there was Tilim, and there was a Shlaim Bigam Echatagum, and there was a Chinuch, and my father liked also the Sefer, Menorah Samar. He went to an entire Sefer. It took 10 years to go to that Sefer. Very lengthy, lengthy Sefer. A lot of Musa. Now you see why my position toward Musa is what it is. Anyway, so the, so here, the Chinuch writes over here, the obligation, the Chalaylo, Shmira Zuki, the Chavlo, the Romo, the Faro. What are we trying to do? To accentuate the glory, the majesty of the Beis HaMikdash. Lo miyo sham pachan me'ayim ha'layla. Shenema b'shamas m'shiras ha'amoy. L'shon tzifrei v'yato v'anecha ifcha nizapsokim b'amidbar. This week's parasha. V'nei ol ha'idus. Hakonim b'ptim ha'lovim b'chutz. Lishmer oso v'lecha sviva v'chilta. B'shamas m'shiras ha'amoy. Ein li v'basei. In his bar shishmiras ha'mitzasei. There's a positive command. The gold nemar o gdula l'mikdash. The palm means a palace. Wow. The Chinuch says that what is the underlying element that pervasive in this mitzvah? When you have a majestic-looking home, which of course the Mishkan represented, and the Big Day Kula were part of that, the Chavadol Sibaras at Bamban Bites in Chumash, the Perish Al Torah. So that happens, that automatically will create a sense of awe, will create a certain aura, an aura of majesty, of aristocracy. And when people come there, he basically carry the Chavah Amin, so welcome Tefillah, then their hearts will be softened, and hopefully the Nes Hashem that will inspire them, that will engender a directed to do tshuva. And then he writes further, and then he writes, and you'll take a look, that he said the last four lines. So he limits the mitzvah, to the zman habayis, the mitzvah is not relevant, according to the chinuch, bizmanenu onu. So, the reason offhand, again, one would argue that Kavod HaMikdash is something which, of course, is the basis. He writes over here, the Chinuch. But Bizman HaZeh, Ma Yesh Lishmar, there's no physical presence. There's no physical Beis HaMikdash. So, therefore, the assumption of the Chinuch that this particular mitzvah is no longer relevant is only relevant, as I said, Bizman HaMikdash, Bizman HaBayis. And you can actually see this idea, which is mentioned already by the, not just by the Chinuch, but by other Paschim as well. All Paschim discuss this question. And it's an ongoing question. And what is the fundamental basis for the Shemirah? Is it Mishum Kavod HaMikdash? That's the basis of this? Or no? They already implied that perhaps it's in order that Kol Zar, that anyone who doesn't belong there should not be there. Kol Tomei Lo Yikones, anyone who's as whatever tumor, they're not allowed to go into certain areas which are sected off. That might be the reasoning. And the Vilna Gaon, for example, writes in Masechet Tumim, if I recall correctly, he mentions there that Shomrim, the idea of Shomrim, is mentioned in Korach. Korach has the 24 Matas Kahuna, also mentions that a Zar should not enter the Makom HaMikdash. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, what's the Makom for that? And the Gemara points out, I mean, in general, since the Sha'arim of the Beis HaMikdash are Sagur Misugar, since everything is closed, what do you need Shmira? So the Gemara quotes the Psuk in Bachonin, Ne Amigdash Kema, Moshe Baron Uvonov, there's a mitzvah to be shown there, and the mitzvah is on Konim Leviim. Why do you need Konim Leviim? Bachonim, okay, whatever, the long discussion, but the Gaon contends, and there's a Rashi actually, Rashi in Bamidbar. In Perek Gimel Pasuk Vav, Rashi says, and this Pasuk here, Vishersu also, Umau Asheris, there's Rashi in this week's Pasha. Rashi said, what's the reason that a zar, a non-kohen, should not come where he doesn't belong? And Rashi goes on,
there's no difference in the
going
they have the same job.
Not exactly the same job. That's a very good question that needs a careful examination of psukim, which I didn't have a chance to do. I believe there's a distinction between the role of the Kohanim and the role of the Leviim. But you see clearly, according to Rashi, that what is the nature of the Sherus that the Torah is talking about? Shmira. And what kind of Shmira are we talking about? Not Shmira the way the Ramban and Rambam described, namely that a palace of the king requires guards. But rather Shmira from Tumah, Shmira from Zarus, that a non-Kohen should not enter where he doesn't belong, and no Tumah should enter the area as well. So that is clearly, that question is relevant to the issue that I raised before, namely, is this mitzvah relevant between anyone or not? If the time is Shali Kani Zor, and that you should not have someone who's Tomei entering the area, perhaps one might argue that's not relevant. On the other hand, there's room to say, even with that, it may be still relevant. The question is about entering the Makam HaMikdash between anyone or in going up to Har Bayis. This is a whole discussion around the Ravid, other Mishraim as well. And there's a comment about Kuk, the question is, what's the chat of that Ravid that I didn't Xerox over here? But the Ravid indicates that there's going to be some sort of onesh, and even though they're not bikores, especially if you hold like the Ravid, the kedusha, you assume there's no kedusha, and then there's no problem the Korah. But there's still a lot. That's where Kuk Zatzal writes, and many others also write like that. There's still a lot. My Rebbe was completely and totally opposed to entering Har Bayis, mamish lahashmi darul abed. Just like all the chief rabbis were also opposed to it as well. There are here people who indicate you can't go up to Har Bayis and prepare for it properly. I think I told over several times already. I mentioned it. I asked him this question three times. Of course, it's 21 years. And the third time he told me, you're a Shoah Muad. The third time he asked me in his kasha. And the first time he told me, I can't do it. My Shreya is opposed to it. Second time he sat with me and we went to Mishnayis and Taurus and all kinds of Rambams to see exactly what exactly the parameters are. And the third time he told me, I certainly cannot go. And I asked him, why not? I'm not holding by Migdoshi Tiro. He's not holding by that pasuk. We just read it. Migdoshi Tiro. So therefore, he himself was opposed to it. But Rav Soloveitchik said that anyone going to the Har Bayis, you're playing with fire, with ish. Kach shamati b'piv kodshom. He was very opposed to it. And it's become a thing in the last number of years in this country. There are a lot of things that have become things, if you will. But I won't go into detail. I discussed it with Nagar Nevemesol Shlita a number of times. I once brought a whole group of Talmidim to him in Yeshiva 15 years ago, and I planted the question, and one of them, I would dare ask the question, but I planted the question, that's what I do. I planted the question, and he said he heard. So Nevemesol, first he asked if he has to speak in Hebrew. So Rabbi Nevemesol said that Rabbi Chanoch Teller taught him English, because he had to give Haskama to his books. And his books, he sat with an Oxford dictionary in order to understand the words that were utilized over there. Anyway, so he does speak English relatively well with a strong accent. The kids are, plus he said, I've been an American yeshiva for the last X number of years, last number of decades, so I'm familiar with English. Anyway, to make a long story short, this fellow said, no, you can speak in English. I'll answer in Hebrew, and you'll speak English. If the fellow wasn't happy with Hebrew, I'll answer in English too. Anyway, and then when the fellow asked the question, he leaped out of his chair. I'm not exaggerating. I was frightened, partially frightened, and told him, Chas v'shtolom m'shum panu v'ayfen, that one should, God forbid, even have such a habamina. There was a well-known discussion among two Gdoli Yisrael, I won't mention their names, in a certain yeshiva. The yeshiva that happens to be here in Eretz Yisrael, and there's someone who's marrying up a child on Wednesday night, he's a Rosh Yeshiva. He's not in a shul called Beis Tfila. You're not wrong. So maybe he'll tell you about this dialogue. I don't know if he was there. Perhaps he was not there. Dialogue between two Gdolei Yisrael. I'll tell you one of their names. I won't tell you the other one. One of them is Hagoyim of Shlomo Fischer. He was an Itri in my days. So that issue came up, and it was against another Gadol who said that you can go up to Abayis. I'm so efficient. We should go about. Went nuts. Pashut. I heard from people who were there. Eidei Re'iyah, Eidei Shmiyah, and Chas V'Shalom, Rahman Litzlan. And this was and the other person decided not to get into a rubble fisticuffs with Agon of Shlomo Fischer, but he became enraged that anyone would even have a mina of going up to Harbayis, which is against the Masera of Doli Ador, L'Orech Kol Abderus, all the generation, every single chief rabbi from Bakuk all the way to the present chief rabbis were opposed to it, completely opposed to it. Okay, but I'm only indicating simply that this issue may be subject to this question, namely, what exactly is the reasoning, the rationale for this mitzvah? Is it based on this paltim and sheishlo, and adom and paltim and sheishlo melech, and paltim and sheishlo melech, or perhaps it has some other kind of basis? And the second issue, as I said, is the question whether it's only by laila, or perhaps even by yom. Again, if you look at the Mefarish and Maseches Tomid over there, he writes very clearly, the Mishnah Melech quotes it. He calls the Mefarish and Maseches Tomid. Maseches Tomid is a beautiful Masechta, and people like to learn it. It's an easy Masechta. When I was in eighth grade, the Rebbe didn't teach Gemara. Why? Because there were no shkufiyot on Gemara. Slides. So he wanted to teach with slides. He was a very creative kind of Rebbe. He wasn't the main Rebbe. The main Rebbe was Rav Sheshesky, Zechatzad Rocha, who went to Mishiva and Brisk. But there was another Rebbe who was like a scan, like the assistant to the Rebbe. So he was very much younger, and he was into slides. So there's slides on Tamid and Midos. So the whole year we learned with him, Tamid and Midos. That's what I remember. Gifts the Agusa, Marcel and Shabbos and Mishtachal. So that was very good. Even though it wasn't the classic kind of limud that one should do. But anyway, people learn the Edgar and Beruba. No one knows what in heaven's name is going on there anyway. So this was more exciting. And the Rebbe was able to connect with us in a very serious kind of way. Anyway, the Mefarish, the Mishnah Melech calls him the Mefarish, the Maseches Tomid, that he writes over there that the Shmira was Bayom Balayla. But he mentioned there are many who disagree. There are many who contend the Shmira is only Balayla and not Bayom. And as we saw a moment ago, the Chinuch himself writes that the mitzvah is lishmor hamigdash l'alechet tzviva tavi b'chol layla v'layla kol ha'layla. And as I said, this is the subject of the big machlokes harishonim. Okay, I just want to mention a rush. The rush actually, I didn't Xerox the rush, I should have, but the rush says b'ferish, the shmir is also bayom. Also takes place during the day. He writes very clearly, the shloshim b'komos hakoron and shomrim, and he mentions that this shimur is not because of gineva or zela. He writes over there, Ein anirus makam hashiras. It's the expression in Chazal. It's akosik v'shomu. It's covered on Migdash. But he gives another time that we didn't say till now. Hesek hadas. You're not allowed to be masiach das. Says the Rosh. Lo bayom v'lo alayla. And he quotes a pasuk in Melachim Beis that there's an iser of hesek hadas regarding the Migdash. Oh, that's the question. The pashas. What? I would say I think the question is a very good question. Upon whom is the Isser? So he understands the Isser on those that are obligated to God. They're obligated to God 24/7. Namely, the Kohen and Leviim, those that are involved in the Mishmar, there's an Isser Hesek Hadas. They're not obligated to Nasiach Das and the Migdash. I mean, what's the reason, for example, why the Kohen Gadol, Mishnah and Sanhedrin? Why the Kohen Gadol, Lo Yetze? He's not allowed to leave the Makom HaMigdash because it's Osir for the Kohen Gadol to be Masiach Das. But they bring a Raya, and I don't know if you will like this Raya. I believe the Raya brings this Raya. The Raya actually, if I'm not mistaken, I saw it actually, the Raya over there in his parish, Maseches Tomid. So he writes over there that the din of Shmira bepashtus should be offhand. I think he quotes from one of the Rav Shmuel Achasid. I can't be held accountable. I think he quotes from Rav Shmuel Achasid, one of the Rishonim, and he quotes the Pasuk. People sing it. Al chomosayich Yerushalayim ifkadeti shomrim kol hayom v'chol halayla. Apostle. It's pretty clear. In that apostle, which is a beautiful nigun, it's kol hayom v'chol halayla. So, yesh makom to bring rayas this way, that way, but I'm just raising the issues with you and just presenting them to you. I want to just now speak about something else, which I think is also very, very, very relevant. And I'm not here now to discuss another question, which to me is also a serious question. Is this an avoda? Shmiras HaMikdash. Is this considered to be one of the avodas of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Aminezi and that tshuva, the Sacha tshuva, claims it's an avoda. Now that's a Chiddush Gadol. Now look at the Rambam. Look at the one more Rambam, and he brings this Rambam in Halacha Vav, in the middle of the Perek Ches. of what we just read. Rambam says, "Lo yirakonim hashomrim b'sheinim v'bigdei kodesh." They didn't sleep with bigdei kahuna. Elam the kapim osam manichasam kineged Hashem v'loshim bigdei atzmam v'sheinim al haaretz. So you see from the Rambam that dafka yisheinim now with bigdei kahuna. What about shmira? Then the sachat of shmira is a bigdei kahuna. So again, the issue is he doesn't mention here the levim, but the dig is from Kohen. The dig is from the loshim of Amakonim. It says that. What happens? Let's look a bit further. He quotes here that Kedach Shkol Shomri Chatzeros Shalishin Alamitos means you have to be on guard. And he discusses there was a kind of Toranut that went on. And there's Aloha Yud here as well. But the Toranut, apparently, well, you see that when they did the Shmirah, when they slept not with Big Dikuna. But the Shmirah apparently was done with Big Dikuna. Now we know the Amnei, the Rambam Paskin, this is a Sugi and Yuma that we're learning now or a while ago. That it was Kalayim. And the Gemara's Medayik in the Gemara later on in Yuma, I believe, is Medayik that we can't wear them Shalom Shas Habayda. That's a machlok. The Kohen Hed and Sodom cannot wear Shas Habayda. The Kohen Gobo has a different halacha, but Shmir is an Habayda, requires Big Nikuna. So this is the discussion that needs a lot of attention. And this is the Sachar Chava claims that Shmira has to be Big Nikuna. I think this is Tamua Moy Moy. I think it's absolutely impossible to say that. How could Shmira be an avoda? First of all, as you said, I think Dr. Stern was referring to, Levim also are involved in Shmira. And also it's taking place here in Har HaBayis. And avoda is not Shaykh in Har HaBayis. It's not avoda by Har HaBayis. It doesn't take place over there, the avoda. And not only that, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Mepharei says over there in Tomid, Tanim can also be involved in Shmira. And certainly, Tanim love the avoda, they know. The whole concept of avoda, the Beis HaMikdash is not Shaykh Tanim. So I think that it's very, even the Diuk that he wants to make here from Lashon HaRambam, again, I'm not here to offer any time, but I think the whole position is very problematic. Okay, I want to mention something else now, which I think is also relevant. They forgot to put a clock here, but actually there's one behind me again. That's always the same problem. There something that troubles me already for decades, and this issue, my father showed me this discussion. I still have Mishnayos in my father. So when in the eighth grade, I still learned Mishnah, so Tumin and Midos. My father, the slides. My father was very good with slides. I don't even know how to use a telephone. But anyway, so there are two places in Chas where you find this din of Shmir HaMikdash, in Midos and Tumin. So my father asked me, why is it repeated? Why is it duplicated? You have many, many parallels between what's found in Mishnah of Tumin and Mishnah of Masechet Midos. I don't know if you, I didn't Xerox it over here, but I Xeroxed part of it. I thought I did. Maybe I didn't. I don't remember. So the question is, why the duplication? So I was there once, to go to Paprengen, of the Lubavitch Rebbe, the Tzadik Livracha. I wish I could find that dollar. I can't find it. He gave me a dollar. He also made a L'chaim. I went many, many decades ago when there weren't so many people. So it was, when I went to Meron in Toshin Lamed Aleph, there were 300 people in Meron. What usually occurs on a regular day in the course of the year. Now there are 300,000 people. But then there were 300 people. The only thing that was happening in Meron, they were shechting cows right there in front of the tomb. I forgot to bring my fireman boots. Elsewhere. So other than that, it was very, very calm, very relaxed, very carefree. Anyway, so if you take a look at those Mishnayos, it seems, Pashtus, that the distinction between the two is the following. And again, this is just a suggestion, but the suggestion was made by the Lubavitch Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, at that Pabrengian that I went to. He went on for hours without a note in front of him. Such a going, such an unbelievable person. So if you take a look in the Mishnayos of Tumid, I thought I Xeroxed part of it, but Kanereh, I did not do so. But it would seem, and this is what he, I believe, suggested, that there in Maseches Tumid, it mentions the Gimel Mekamos Shakon and Shomrim. In Maseches Midos, it mentions the Levim, who also Shomrim Chafal Mekamos, Rambam quotes it over here. So the function of Maseches Tumid is different than the function that is found in Maseches Midos. And this has to be examined carefully. But he suggested that Maseches Midos is based on, it's a din essentially that Shmiras HaMikdash is something which is inherent to the Mikdash itself. Paltrin Sheyesh Alav Shomrim. And there it mentions, as I said, the number of places that the Levim used to watch, the number of places that the Kohen used to watch. And that's how it became Paltrin Sheyesh Alav Shomrim, that there are Levim, there are the Kohenim, who are guarding the Makam HaMikdash. So on the contrary, the more Shomrim there are, so it would seem that that enhances the covered of the Beis HaMikdash in terms of Paltrin Sheyesh Alav Shomrim. The more Shomrim there are, the better it is. So I believe he suggested the following, if I recall correctly, that one set of Mishnayos is talking about the Chayvas Gavra. It's the obligation that devolves upon the Kohanim Levim to guard the Mikdash, and that's their essentially their mandate. That's found in Maseches Tamid. However, if you look in Maseches Midos, Maseches Midos more or less describes all the different Midos or the different appurtenances that were found actually in the Makom HaMikdash and the Mishkan. So he said that's a din mitzad chetza, almost like a briska kind of dialectical dualism. Absolutely beautiful explanation. Then years later, I examined it. I didn't bring it with me. I should have, but no question, he's right on the mark. The Rabbi Shurabi said it was 100% correct, namely that one refers to the chetza, one refers to the gavra. Okay, so I just just a few more minutes. There's as I said, the Rambam Shita is Yadua, the Kama Mekomos. The Rambam writes. In Pirush HaMishnayos, he writes in the Mishnah Torah that Yerushalayim is an integral part of Beis HaMikdash. There are people, Adi Yom Hazeh, I think I mentioned from Beit Shemesh, I know a number of people, that on Sukkot, they take the lulav, v'kach lechem hayom harishon, first day, and then the other days, the mitzvah of lulav is not in the Torah, it's only takkos chachamim, it's a Mishnah and Sukkah, avechem etzakim, v'mesakim, you should take it all the days they can be dosh, but they want to be mekadem the din d'oraisa. Usmachtem l'neashem l'kechem shivas yomim. They take it here, they go to Yerushalayim every single day. There are briskers who do it, and even those that are not necessarily learn a brisk, they also do it. The Mishnah Berurah actually quotes this for one of the Dali Achronim. And it's a very good practice. This is based on the Rambam Shita, that Yerushalayim is a chelek mikdash. So that generally we assume that's what this is another machlokes. But it's only Yeratika. Well, what about all the extended area of Yerushalayim, Harnof, and every other part of Yerushalayim that was the next? This comes up on Purim, which do they observe Tesvav or they observe Yudalit? The machlokes is Rabbi Yashi and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman assume all Yerushalayim. And the question is, what is the criteria? Is it where you pay taxes? They're all paying taxes in this valley of Yerushalayim, even the extended areas. Oh, no, maybe it's not totally on that. So that's a machlokes, I guess. But I think most assume today all of Yerushalayim, they observe Tesvav, as far as Purim is concerned. What was that? No, Chalamoid.
First day, right?
No.
First day is Daraisa here.
First day is Daraisa in Chutzar. It's Chutz, and the first Daraisa here as well. Well, Kachim Rav Yom Rishon is the Din Daraisa. Umbetum, everywhere. Mashenki, and the other days, that's a Takonat Chazal, but in the Yerushalayim, the Bnei Hashem, it's Shivas Yomim, correct. So that Shivas Yomim is also in Yerushalayim, because according to the Rambam Shita, Yerushalayim is a Chelek of Nidash. That's the Shita's Rambam. So therefore, because the Kedusha comes from the presence of the Shechina, that's what I mentioned more in the Mishnah Megillah. Rashi Mosi, the Nidashechim, Alvi Sheshomim, Nidashasim, and Yomim. Another point is there's a Skula to Yerushalayim, and it's an extension of the Makam Nidash. So the briskers are very fond of a pasuk in Shmuel. The Shmuel Bay is Parakei here. Tukin Dal Tumav. It says that Ben Shloshim Shana David Ben Malcho. V'Arboim Shana Malach V'Chevron. I'm sorry. V'Arboim Shana Malach V'Chevron Malach Al Yehuda Shem Hashanim V'Shish Chazashim V'Yerushalayim Malach Shloshim V'Shalosh Shana. He was 33 years the king of Yerushalayim. I call yourself Yehuda. V'Yelach Hamelach Manoshav Yerushalayim El Ibusi Yoshiv Aretz. So the Radak comments here on the pasuk V'Yelach Hamelach Manoshav. Divayomim, in the parallel pasuk to this pasuk here, Malachim. Whenever you learn Malachim, you got to learn Divayomim at the same time because they're parallel. So there it says, Divayomim, Vayelech David v'chol Yisrael. There it says, Vayelech HaMelech V'Anosha. And here it says, Divayomim, Vayelech David v'chol Yisrael. Says the Radak, He called Yisrael, Ho you ata Anosha. Now they all became his, shall we say, his citizenry. Became in Shem Malach al Kol Yisrael. Since now he was ruling all of all Klal Yisrael, Malach says the Radak, he went to Yerushalayim. Will come to Tzir Asiyam. If he shahoyis a Kabbalah etzam, Radak writes this. I mean the Radak. There was a Kabbalah Maserah. Kitzion Rosh Malachas Yisrael. That Tzion is the basically the Rosh mamlocha, v'lo yilko, which means you won't capture it. Ela misha yir melech al kol Yisrael. Only if you are melech aware of everyone. V'alayom v'niskayim v'malchus b'Yisrael, ki shol v'kam v'malchuso. Shol v'malchus did not last. So the yisod of the Radak is unbelievable. In the first 7 years, when David HaMelech was melech al Shev Yehuda Melvad, and Yerushalayim was in the shetach of the Shev Yehuda, he wasn't able to capture because he wasn't yet a melech al kol Yisrael. That's why the Lashon initially is v'ayelech ha-melech v'ha-nosho, and then v'ayom v'ayelech David v'chol Yisrael. That's a deal with the Radak, which is a hell of a deal. And I saw the Maral in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael, so he writes the following. He said, I'm reading his Lashon, Ki Yisrael mis'achnim al debes ha-bigdash, ha-yolem kainecha mis'be'achecha nesu ha-bomos, shalo yelem pirut v'chilik b'Yisrael bebes ha-bigdash. V'al yad bes ha-bigdash v'al yodo he'mum ha-achas. They become one nation. They say, "This is the Gemara Chagiga." Yerushalayim Yir Shechuba Lama Yachdom Nasu Kol Yisrael Chaverim. All Kol Yisrael become Chaverim. Dafka in Yerushalayim. So this Achdos, which is embedded in the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, I believe is a pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara Brachas, a famous Gemara. Tana Rabbanu Hayomi V'Chutz Aretz, told by the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Yichavines Libo Kedeged Eretz Yisrael. Hayomi V'Eretz Yisrael, Yichavines Libo Kedeged Yerushalayim. Nimtzu Kol Yisrael Mechavines Libo Mevakom Echad. I used to visit when I came to Eretz Yisrael before I made Aliyah, Moshe Tzvi Neria, the Chatzar Debracha, Rosh Yeshiva of Karoa. Why I visited him? Because he had a son-in-law, the Chatzar Debracha. He was Nifta, a very young man. He was a Rosh Kedel in here in Eretz Yisrael, and he became a Ram in my yeshiva in Toronto, a Ram of the ninth grade. He was a Rosh Kedel in Ebenezer Kedel, and he became a Ram in the ninth grade, the ninth grade Canadians. Ech nafu giberim vayevdu klei melchama. He had no hasoga, had to, besides the fact he had no English. So Rav Neria, that's how he connected me to Ishver, Rav Neria. So Rav Neria told me that in Tavshin Chet, Hashach, when the State of Israel was founded, during that Muhammad HaShechur, he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us Yerushalayim. It's a bit of a pella. People often ask this, why didn't we get Yerushalayim? Lamaisa, somehow we were not able to capture Yerushalayim. Rabbi Willingslit this morning described so beautifully and so emotionally the capture of Yerushalayim. He was in 1967 in Kiryat Yavne. He was learning Kiryat Yavne, one of the first Talmidim, American Talmidim, to study in Eretz Yisrael. And he said he was in his junior year abroad, something along those lines. Anyway, so when did this happen? So the Palmach in Tavshin Chet, I think they broke through Shar Tzion, and the Chayilei Tzal were going to go through Derech Shar Shechem. But we were, said Rav Neria, we were